You're listening to Morning Edition on KUNC. For the next few minutes, we're going to talk about the Me Too movement in Northern Colorado. This month, movie mogul Harvey Weinstein pleaded not guilty to rape and a criminal sex act. After allegations against him became headline news last October, a movement started by civil rights activist Tarana Burke over a decade ago resurfaced. Me Too. And many say it's more than just a hashtag. It's a growing crusade calling for an end to sexual harassment and violence.
We wanted to know how conversations around Me Too and sexual harassment were taking shape in our community. So we asked you. I'm Desmond O'Boyle.
And I'm Kyra Buckley. I wanted to know how young people, specifically teenage girls, were talking about the issue. I met with a group of them during their lunch period at Fossil Ridge High School in Fort Collins. Actually, they get together on a regular basis to talk about news and politics. The group includes 16-year-old Lena Bodenhammer.
When I think about my own personal career, I mean, there is a bit of fear around it because I do not want my career to be compromised by sexual assault or something like an external factor like that.
Natalie Siles of Fort Collins reached out to us through our Curious Colorado webpage. She's a mom and survivor of sexual assault. While she's inspired by the women who've come forward, it's what she isn't seeing that bothers her the most. Specifically, men who consider themselves allies of the Me Too movement.
The impression I get is they think their work is already done. Like, I support women, yeah. Like, I support you and whatever. But the truth is that work isn't done. That every single person, every human and every man needs to kind of do some soul searching here and figure out what are those little things you've done to dismiss women. Write them off or whatever, or, cause another woman hurt.
Some people reached out to us and said that while they are worried about the safety of women in the workplace, they are also concerned the Me Too movement has gone too far. Rick Waters in Denver works in the administrative office at a construction company.
The rule of law has been abandoned. It's a circumstance now where even well-behaving men have no defense. Because the current climate is believe all women all the time. That's the current climate.
After seeing a male coworker lose his job over an offensive joke, he's been extra cautious in the workplace. Waters says his biggest worry is being falsely accused of harassment.
The young women at Fossil Ridge say they've heard that before. The people are concerned the movement has gone too far. 15-year-old Kelsey Byrne isn't quite sure what career she wants to enter into, but she's thought about everything from working for the United Nations or becoming a surgeon. She says people should be thinking critically about harassment and about how they act and what they say, either at school or in the workplace.
I think that the Me Too movement has been a great place to start, but it's been starting to question things that people have thought of as very black and white for so long. So they start to question, if this isn't the case, then what else am I thinking about could be wrong? Which I think is a great idea. I think we should always be questioning these things and learning how we can evolve and improve ourselves.
Increasing communication between men and women kept coming up in our conversation, which doesn't surprise Byrne's friend, Maggie Bishop. She's interested in becoming a journalist, and the 16-year-old says she wants men to know that women are willing to have conversations about Me Too with them.
This isn't something that we're not wanting to talk about. This is something that it's an issue alike. We need to have conversations about it, and that's how the problem is going to get solved if more people know about it and more people talk to other people about their opinions and, how this is affecting them.
Bishop says it matters that Me Too started on the internet. After seeing other people post about their experiences, it gave her more confidence to talk about sexual harassment in person.
But I also think it's something that's sort of, I don't know, maybe risky to talk about because you may not know everyone that's around you that well. And it may be hard to know, are these people going to, what are they going to say if you bring it up, even bring it up? They might have a really strong opinion that might give you, take away your courage a little bit, be like, oh man, in social media, it's easy to just post it. But I think when you're in person, it's a little bit harder.
While discussions are happening in high schools, some male business owners are also eager to bring the conversation into their workplaces. Nikki Larcher is a co-owner of Simply HR, a company that focuses on helping small businesses in Northern Colorado manage employees.
So they're reaching out to us to say, I'm aware of Me Too. We want to make sure that we're in compliance and that we have procedures in place So they're the actually starting the conversation, which I think is definitely something that the Me Too movement has brought upon our organizations.
And some in the faith community are also reaching out. Rich Young teaches classes at Foothills Unitarian Church in Fort Collins. With the help of his pastor, he's been hosting weekly classes for men to talk about the Me Too movement.
As these people carry these ideas out into the world, they do have legs and they do start to travel further.
In addition to talking about what is or isn't appropriate to say, Young says to truly change a culture of inequality, there needs to be a level of forgiveness for unintentionally offending someone.
We really need to build a culture where it's okay to mess up and to, you know, to put your foot in it and say something sexist or and then realize that you've made a mistake or get called out on it and to respond to that moment of that lapse of judgment or such with some suppleness and some ability to learn from it.
Back at Fossil Ridge High School, the young women I spoke to say it's going to be up to their generation to help spread the lessons from the Me Too movement. But Kelsey Byrne says it could be hard to get them to care.
People so often our age kind of brush these problems off their shoulder, like, I'm 15, I'm 16, whatever. I'll worry about it when I'm adult because that's when I can actually do something about it. But if we all educate ourselves, like Maggie was saying, then we don't have to wait until we're adults to see some change, because if we've already got the fundamental change, the domino effect will be incredible.
So our takeaway is men, women, teenagers, and business owners in Colorado are taking this conversation seriously.
And there are many ideas about how to end sexual abuse in the workplace. Some believe more women need to be in positions of power. Others feel educating the next generation is the answer.
And while people have faced consequences both here and nationally, pretty much everyone we spoke to said true change is going to take time. For KUNC, I'm Kyra Buckley.
And I'm Desmond O'Boyle.